See, how do you withhold God's judgment upon a nation? You do it by filling it with salt. It's a covenant of salt that God will not go back on. Here's what I want you to understand. Because around here, we push something a lot. You know what we push? We call it soul winning. We go out into the community, we knock doors. You say, I can't believe you guys go out every week. Then you got the soul winning marathon. You got a soul winning marathon in Sacramento. You got a soul winning marathon in Vancouver. You got soul winning every Saturday. You got soul winning every Thursday. You got soul winning every Sunday. You hire on staff and make them go soul winning all week long. Why do you do so much soul winning? Why do you preach the gospel so much? Why do you care so much about it? And here's what you need to understand. You know, today we got all these Christians talking about God bless America. We love America. And here's what they think they got to do. They think, well, let's go and have some political, you know, activism. Let's go and hold some signs in front of Planned Parenthood. Let's go, you know, and hold some signs in front of the Capitol. And they say, we're going to rescue America. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, none of those people are going to save America. The only thing that will withhold the judgment of God upon this nation is you. It's me. It's salt. It's believers. It's the covenant. You say, I want to withhold the judgment of God. I'm not afraid to go through tribulation, but I don't really want to go through it. I don't want my children to go through it. I want to try to see how free we can be for how long and what can we do. Hey, the best thing you can do to save this nation is to get people saved. It's to preach the gospel. It's to reach salt, to reproduce more salt. Because the more salt there is, the more covenant of salt there is. God says, I'll preserve that nation. Even a wicked nation like Sodom, even Sodom and Gomorrah would have been preserved if there was 10 believers. You say, why was Sodom destroyed? Was it destroyed because of the homos? But let me tell you something. Sodom was not destroyed because of the sin of sodomy. It was destroyed because of lame Christians like Lot who were not willing to be salt in Sodom. This ought to be our goal and our testimony. Wouldn't it be good if it was said of Verity Baptist Church, you know what? We didn't like what they said, and we didn't like how they said it, and we didn't like their stands, and we didn't like their preaching, and we didn't like their pastor, and we didn't like their buildings, and we didn't like anything about them. But you know, they did turn many of the American people, of the Sacramento people, to the Lord their God. See, the best thing that you and I can do to save this nation is to turn people to God, is to fulfill the Great Commission, is to get people saved and help them grow and learn and be discipled. Why? Because what withholds the judgment of God is salt. It's what preserves the nation. It's what preserves the people. See, the greatest thing you and I can do with our lives is reach people with the gospel. That's why we put soul winning. That's why we do soul winning marathons. That's why we do have soul winning seminars. That's why we'll drive up 12 hours to Washington to go knock doors to people we don't know and we don't live there. Why? Because the only way to preserve a nation is salt. It's not the Republicans. It's not the Democrats. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but it's not the Libertarians. It's soul winning. It's the gospel. Say, why was Sodom destroyed? Because the wickedness of the homos. That was part of it. In fact, that's the answer. But why was Sodom not spared? Because of Lot. Because of lame Christians. Because, see, Lot was just a little too busy to go soul winning. Lot was a little too embarrassed to even give the gospel to his own son-in-laws. Lot was just a little too busy to do something for God. 2 Chronicles 7:14, notice what the Bible says. If my people... See, we like to turn around and say, it's them, it's the drunkards, it's the abortion crowd, it's the homo crowd, it's the transgender crowd. But that's not what God said. God says, if my people, he says, if my people, which are called by my name, don't you call yourself a Christian? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Even if your land is the United States of America, even if your land is the United States of America, even if you are Lot and Sodom, God will heal your land if my people would turn. See, you're not saved spiritually by repenting of your sins, but nations are preserved. Nations are saved when Christians turn from their wicked ways. When they seek God, when they pray, when they humble themselves, what's the hope for America? I'm looking at it. It's you and I. And I will say this, if America's destroyed, We can blame Bruce Jenner all day long. We can blame Obama all day long. We can blame Hillary Clinton all day long. But if America's destroyed, it'll be your fault. It'll be my fault. Because how do you spare a nation? You establish a covenant of salt. Ye are the salt of the earth.